I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Eating habits in Asia are changing fast, and diabetes there is spreading just as fast. The World Health Organization predicts there will be 160 million type 2 diabetics in Asia by 2025, mostly in India and China. Researchers are racing to find out why Asians, and that includes Asian Americans, appear to be so vulnerable to the disease. The World's Julia Kumari-Drapkin reports on a Massachusetts study that's trying to find some answers.
Olivia Wong has loaned her body to science.
I'm just the guinea pig.
Wong is taking part in a diet study run by the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston. The 26-year-old Chinese-American has given up what most people take for granted.
The ability to eat whatever I want when I want.
The researchers want her to eat a traditional Asian diet. So they're filling Wong's fridge with stir-fried noodles, pears, Japanese kale juice, and of course there's the
brown rice.
Wong eats at least one rice packet, sometimes two, almost every day.
I've got a whole stack of them, and they're just in my fridge.
Surrendering her fridge and her freedom to eat isn't easy. A lot of people drop out of the study, but not Wong. Not after her mother was diagnosed with diabetes last year. With her mom struggling to control her blood sugar every day, Wong says the four-month-long diet study seems a small sacrifice.
Those 4 months don't really light a candle to the years that my mom's going to have to do this, and if it helps bring more knowledge to the subject, I'll do it.
Wong may be doing it for her mom, but researchers are doing it to stop an epidemic, and they need all the help they can get. Diabetes is relatively new among Asians and Asian Americans, and so many people are getting it. But scientists say they still have a lot to learn about the disease.
I think we're quite primitive.
George King is head researcher of the diet study.
There's been very little study on the question why.
Why East Asians are twice as likely to develop diabetes as Caucasians, and why Asians living in big cities like Hong Kong are four times more likely to get diabetes than people living outside those cities.
So the causes are both environmental and genetic.
Their genes don't change when Asians move to the cities, but their eating habits do. Food is less healthy and more abundant. Olivia Wong says when she was a kid, her mom made sure she cleaned her plate.
I was raised. It's on your plate.
Finish your food. They're starving children in India.
That's her mom, Renee Wong. She's 55 and the first in her family to have diabetes. And she's the first to admit that she never ate healthfully growing up in Hong Kong.
I didn't listen to my mom. So I guess it's no different than American kids who were told to eat broccoli. Yuck. Or spinach. Yuck. Double yuck.
But Renee Wong never thought she had to worry about eating right. She was never considered overweight by Western standards.
I'm 5'3", and my fattest, I was 134 pounds.
Asians develop diabetes at much lower body weights than everybody else. So people like Renee Wong often don't know they have diabetes until it's too late. Dr. George King says Asians tend to store fat around their organs.
So it's hard to tell that they are overweight because it's hidden in the abdomen.
Hidden in the abdomen is the pancreas, the organ that regulates insulin in the body. If a change in diet affects where Asians store fat, like on their pancreas, it could be key to understanding the epidemic.
Close your eyes, relax, stay in the position that you are.
That's why Olivia Wong gets a full X-ray body scan at the Joslin Diabetes Center after 8 weeks of eating the Asian diet. Researchers also check her blood pressure, her circulation, and her reactions to sugary drinks. They even check her gums and her DNA. The researchers are hunting for any small clues that will tell them how diet affects Asians. They haven't analyzed all their data yet, but already King says they've been surprised by how both Asians and Caucasians react to eating a traditional Asian diet. That diet is higher in plant proteins and fiber than the Western diet.
On the Asian diet, on the same calorie, almost everybody loses weight.
King and his colleagues never set out to study changes in body weight, but gaining weight is known to contribute to diabetes. Still, it's hard to predict how diet affects any one person. Olivia Wong found out she was better suited to the Western diet. That's what the researchers told her after they tested how her body manages sugar. It's surprising results like this that can keep the researchers still in the dark as to why Asians are so prone to diabetes. But there is one thing they do know.
We actually do know what we can do to prevent it. People have to change their lifestyle.
Which means keeping fit and watching what you eat. And Asians in particular may need to stick to that. It's proving a little easier to get used to for Olivia Wong than it is for her mom. Renee Wong says diabetes has made eating exhausting.
Everything has to be calculated, and it's too much work.
It'll take you a while to get used to it.
A lot of work.
Well, I have to.
Yeah?
Yes. No choice.
Yeah.
What other choice do I have?
For now, there aren't many choices for diabetics, so it's the yuck and the double yuck of broccoli and spinach for Renee and Olivia Wong. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.